You're listening to Red Eye on Co-op Radio at CFRO 102.7 FM.
In Shakespeare's tragedy Othello, the evil machinations of the villain Iago destroy Othello, the Moor of Venice, and his beautiful wife Desdemona. Othello is part of Vancouver's annual Bard on the Beach festival for the first time this summer. Laura Lamb saw the production, and she's here with her thoughts. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Sean.
Can you give us a brief outline of the plot?
Yes. Well, Othello, who's also known as the Moor, is a general in the army of the Duke of Venice. Basically the story is that he elopes with Desdemona. Meanwhile, they're very much in love. Othello, the aka the Moor. Moor was what meant black or African. And his backstory is that he was of royal or noble birth in whatever his home country in Africa was, but he was captured as a slave and then somehow worked his way up by being such an amazing and loyal and intelligent military man to become the very top. So Iago is Othello's assistant. And he's been passed over in a military promotion, and therefore he hates Othello, and he plots to make Othello believe that Desdemona is being unfaithful with the fellow who Othello did make into his lieutenant, Cassio. And Iago is very clever and manipulates everybody to the point where Othello murders Desdemona. And in the end, Othello finds out that he's made a mistake, that Desdemona was completely innocent, and he kills himself.
Okay. So now you've mentioned that the Moor is African, and there seems to be a racial component to the play. Is it racist in any way?
Well, I was almost surprised to see in the program at the Bard of the Beach, in the director's commentary, he said, "You decide for yourself whether it's racist." And, well, racist? It doesn't seem racist to me. It was my first response. It's not racist at all. The characters make what we might now call racist remarks or racist insults towards Othello. Noting that the word racist was not used until 1934. I don't know what they would have called them back in the Elizabethan times. But, and Iago, of course, says, "I hate the Moor," but not because he's a Moor. He hates him because he's passed him over when he deserved to have this promotion. Then I started looking into a little bit of the history of the play, and I was interested to find out that in the 18th century, right up until the early 20th century, a lot of Shakespeare critics tried to insist that Othello wasn't really black. One of the most prominent of those was Coleridge, the poet, the romantic poet who wrote The Ancient Mariner. He was also a Shakespeare expert critic. And he insisted that Desdemona could never have fallen in love with someone who was an African. And when they said Moor, they didn't really mean black, they meant an Arab, basically. He uses the phrase a tawny Moor. It just wouldn't be plausible for Desdemona, who's supposed to be so beautiful and so wise, could fall in love with an African. And furthermore, the reason that Shakespeare may have made that mistake was that Shakespeare had never actually seen an African and wouldn't know how hideous they really were. So this was, and this line of reasoning was popular debated. And I was looking at a copy of the play that was edited around 1953 or something. And the commentary provided by that editor was he was very adamant that, yes, Othello was a Negro, a black, not an Arab. But, he went on to say, he would not have had thick lips. Because for the same reasoning, right? He goes to quite a bit of length to argue that many black Africans are actually don't have thick lips. So Desdemona could have possibly fallen. because it is about an interracial love affair. It has aroused all these racial and racist readings.
Now, though Shakespeare may not have intended to make Othello anything but a tragic hero, does the play promote racial stereotypes? For instance, that blacks are violent, uncivilized, and lust after white women? I'm thinking of some of the comments Iago makes, for example.
Yeah, well, and I read about, another thing I read about was an African-American actor who refuses now to play Othello because he says it is promotes racist stereotypes. And I first have to disagree with him because Othello is shown to be very civilized, very self-controlled, until he's driven crazy, driven mad by jealousy by Iago. So there's a whole setup before we even see or meet Othello. We meet Iago and his co-conspirator, who is a rejected lover of Desdemona, and they describe Othello as being, impulsive and with a lot of racist terms, thick lips again, devil, a black ram topping the white hue, a Barbary horse, lascivious, and so on. But when we actually meet Othello, we see that he's very calm. He's polite. He's good humored. He's even tempered. He's quite dignified. So to say that the play emphasizes those stereotypes is, I think, just plain wrong. And then I was thinking about this black actor and thinking, so he's an African-American actor, so all the characters he plays are, in a sense, African-American or are African. And is he going to only play characters who are 100% rational, who are cool, nonviolent, non-sexual at all times? I mean, how many characters is he going to be able to play? What roles would be left?
So Shakespeare, he deliberately sets up stereotypes then to knock them down. Is the play? Do you think the play is a criticism of racism?
Well, some have certainly seen it that way. I remember hearing a recording of Paul Robeson, the great American black singer, who was also an actor and played Othello, reciting from his role as Othello, and he introduces that by saying Othello was from Africa, from an Africa that was of equal stature to Europe. And, I think many African actors have been very proud to play the role and do see it as the play as a criticism of racism. But I don't think Shakespeare was really an anti-racist. I don't think he was concerned with changing anybody's attitude or preaching to his audience. I think he probably shared the dominant ideology of the time pretty well, whatever that may have been. He was mostly interested in entertaining them, and the whole idea of having a black character who was a hero was a way of playing with paradox. Elizabethans loved paradox and intellectual games, word plays, puns. So black and white gave Shakespeare a lot to play with, because the words and the concepts around black and white were quite extensive. Fair meant beautiful. It also meant good. It also meant light-skinned or blonde. And then light also relates to the light of day, to moon, stars, candles. And he uses all those metaphors for Desdemona, but also for Othello. Black, in their metaphorically speaking or in their idioms, meant evil, ugly, dirty. The devil was described as being black, not red as we think of him today. Saying someone was black could mean that they had dark hair. Just the opposite of them being fair. There were fair people and black people, and the black people were the dark-haired people. So Shakespeare and his audience would be quite aware that a dark-haired person who was black was not necessarily black in the sense of being evil. You know, that paradox of language would be emphasized by having the black character be really black, having, you know, black skin and being from another country, and yet that person still could be noble. So I think Shakespeare played with that paradox that appearances basically can be deceiving. And, you know, it's said quite, one of the lines in the play is, if virtue no delighted beauty lack, that is, if virtue is beautiful, then Othello is more fair than black because he is virtuous.
Now, Othello is a tragic hero, yet he has murdered his wife for the imagined crime of adultery. Now, if the play isn't racist, surely it's misogynistic.
Well, yes. What can you say? that society was very patriarchal. Women were chattels, and women's sexuality was very much repressed. And you know, almost every Shakespeare play has jokes in it about cuckolds. That was, you know, the idea that a man was being deceived by a woman made him a cuckold, and that was the biggest joke. They put, you know, the sign of horns on their head, and as well as being a joke, it was also grounds to murder a woman if she besmirched, darkened, blackened your white reputation by cuckolding you. And I think, you know, horns are not a big joke anymore for us, thank goodness. And I think there's probably less wife killing nowadays. Hope.
We've been talking about Othello as a work of literature, Shakespeare's Othello. What about this production of it? Does it do the play justice?
I enjoyed it very much. It was, I think it's one of the easiest Shakespeare plays to just take in and enjoy without, you know, without having to obsessively follow the program to try to figure out which character is which and what are they doing now and what war is that, you know. Michael Blake plays Othello. He's a great hero, and contrasting to that, he has this wonderful, beautiful, innocent face, which really sets up a nice tension, because it makes believable that he would innocently, kind of naively trust Iago. One thing, though, that I thought was missing was the eroticism of the relationship between Othello and Desdemona. There's lots of body humor, you know, not from Othello and Desdemona because they're very noble, but from the other characters. There's lots of sex in it. You know, there's passion galore. You know, Othello, it's agony, his remorse, his anger, his jealousy. But there wasn't really any passion in the sexual relationship there. And, you know, they're supposed to be newlyweds who have just eloped. They're supposed to be incredibly in love with each other. And I didn't really see that with either of the characters. They seem to treat each other like, you know, a respectful, long-married, friendly kind of... And Desdemona, I also thought, was not white enough. She's played by a black, if brunettes were still called blacks. And I think if when they produce a play like this, it's important for Othello to be played by a man with black skin, mm-hmm. then it's important for Desdemona to be played by a woman with blonde hair.
We need to keep the color scheme here.
Yeah, well, because it's so important to the play, you know. I mean, you could just have, you know, everyone played by, you could try to be blind to what color the actor's skins were, but if it's important that Othello be played by a black actor, then it seems hypocritical not to not to play the other card and to show Desdemona as this, you know, as she's described, this alabaster beauty. So, that was one thing that kind of rankled me about it. That I didn't think Desdemona was quite right.
And no, we haven't talked about one of the more compelling villains in Shakespeare's plays. That would be Iago. What about Iago here?
Oh, my God. Iago was great. The villains are always the most interesting characters, the most attractive characters in a way. And the actor here, his name is Bob Fraser. He has incredible energy. And you see the commitment to this evil plan that Iago has, and the best thing about it was the sense of Iago's sense of power in controlling and manipulating and actually destroying other people. You know, as he says, that Othello can be as tenderly led by the nose as asses are, and you almost identify with it, and you're going, oh God, you know. You mean sadistic bastard, you know, but you can't help but take a little bit of pleasure and feel a little bit of his pride in this power he has over other people. And then I felt this, started to feel a little bit slimy. So I thought, you know, that's a sign that they're really doing something right here.
So you are like the average Elizabethan theater goer, then. You don't go to plays to have your attitude or your behavior improved. Maybe the opposite, to get a nice slimy feeling?
Yeah, a little bit of a slimy feeling, you know, a little Aristotelian pity, fear, and the chance to play around with some ideas.
Thank you, Laura.
Thanks, Sean.
Othello continues at Bard on the Beach until September 25th.